there's increasing experience with integrating higher levels of renewable energy into grid systems. And this higher level of experience is taking place in European countries, in U.S. states that have relatively high levels of renewable penetration, including California. But there are still challenges remaining. Because solar and wind are intermittent, we're going to have some combination of energy storage, capacity redundancy, and demand management to handle that intermittency. And, you know, we have yet to discover for each application and for each location what will be the optimum levels of storage redundancy and demand management to deploy. We concluded, my co-author David Fridley and I, that it's likely that our biggest challenge in the transition will be the problem of scale. It's relatively easy to produce renewable energy at smaller scale and to integrate it into existing electrical grids. As the scale increases, that's when the problems arise. If our total energy demand were considerably smaller than it is now, then we could supplement intermittent sources like electricity, like solar and wind, with other renewable energy sources like microhydro, geothermal, tidal, and so on, to a much greater degree, and balance out that intermittency relatively easily. Problem is that those alternative sources, geothermal, biomass, and so on, are not so scalable. That's why when most energy experts talk about the future of renewables, they concentrate on solar and wind, because those are scalable. But even though they're scalable, they bring along these other problems associated with intermittency. So again, if we could reduce the scale of our energy demand, then that would reduce the scale of the challenges.